أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. Oh, you who believe, fasting is prescribed to you as it was prescribed to those before you, that you learn self-restraint and fasting for a fixed number of days. Then if any one of you is ill or on a journey, then let him complete the prescribed period with days later. And those who can afford, then they should give a ransom, that is the feeding of a needy person. And whoever does voluntary good, then it is best for him, and fasting is better for you had you only known. Fasting is nothing unique with Islam and the Muslims. Rather, it was ordained to the Ummats before Islam as well. And amongst the most important reasons for fasting, Allah Ta'ala explains, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you may learn self-restraint. Allah Ta'ala has created mankind with two major challenges. One is the challenge of temptation, and the other is the challenge of emotions. If both these challenges, the emotions and temptations, are left free, then the whole world will end up in disaster and destruction. And these two challenges cannot be totally avoided, because man is not a rock and a stone. He has the emotions and he has temptation running very, very strongly in him. So there must be some control and some discipline in expression of emotions and temptations. So to get some type of control and discipline within the emotions and within the temptations, Allah Ta'ala has prescribed fasting. He has got to the very root of the temptation and emotion, that is eating, drinking and conjugal relationship. So he has asked you to leave it out for some period, but then not entirely, but for some period he's asked you to readjust this, control this. When you control this, though this is very active, these instincts are very strong and very active in man, but when you're going to be disciplining this and controlling this, then this will direct you to higher objectives. There are greater objectives in life. There are greater objectives in life than just eating, drinking, and conjugal relationship. So when this emotions and temptations are controlled, then mankind is directed to these higher objectives. Then as a relaxation, Allah Ta'ala says that if one is ill or on a journey, then it is permissible for him not to fast. He may cover up the prescribed period with days later. Then another relaxation that was given initially, and this relaxation was thereafter cancelled, was that if the person could afford it, then in place of fasting, he could ransom, that is, feed a poor person. In place of the fast, if the man could afford it, he will leave out the fast and ransom feeding a poor person. So this was the initial relaxation, and then this was cancelled. Fasting has been ordained for one and sundry, for one and all. There is no relaxations and no concessions from here onwards. But however, the relaxation will remain for those that are on a journey and the one that is ill. If a well-experienced physician says to the person that you are not going to fast for good reasons, then it will be permissible for him to leave out the fast. Similarly, if he has undertaken a journey that is recognized as a journey in the Sharia, that is, a person is traveling for more than 78 kilometers, it is permissible for him to forego the fast and do up the fast of the missed days on days later. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Then Ramadan is the month wherein the Quran was revealed, guidance for mankind and clear proofs of guidance and judgment. Quran has got clear proofs of judgment, clear proofs of guidance, judgment between the wrong and right. Though it's the criteria, it is the standard where you will decide the wrong and the right. Then whoever is present, whoever amongst you is present at home in this month, then he should fast. This relaxation that was given initially, that you could ransom the fast by feeding a poor person, now has been cancelled. So any person that is present at home, he is not traveling, then he should fast. But the other relaxation, that is one that is ill or on a journey, then he should cover up the missed days on day with days later. And Allah Ta'ala wishes for ease for you and doesn't wish to put you into difficulties, that you may complete the prescribed period and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him guiding you and be thankful to him. The month of Ramadan has got a strong relationship with the revelation. Hence we see that nearly all heavenly books have been revealed in this Mubarak month. The scriptures of Ibrahim alayhi salam were sent around the 6th of Ramadan. Then the Injil, the Torah sent down to Musa alayhi salam was sent down around the 12th of Ramadan. Then the Injil, it is the last testament that was sent down to Isa alayhi salam, was sent down around the 18th. And then the Quran Sharif was sent down also in the month of Ramadan on the Laylatul Qadr around the 24th of Ramadan. Then we see the Zabur also is sent down in this very month. So this heavenly scriptures have got a great relationship with the month of Ramadan. Perhaps the special blessings that are sent down in this month of Ramadan and the special mercies that rain make it greater, more significant, that one is the significance of this month and then the significance of the revelation both merged together. And you can imagine nurun ala nur, light upon light. Hudallin nasi wa bayyinati min al-huda wal-furqan. Hence, the Quran has got a great relationship with this Mubarak month in order to be able to enjoy the blessings of this month. One understands that he'll have to have a strong relationship and a strong bond with the Quran, for it was revealed in this very month. So in order to be able to enjoy the greater mercies, the greater glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will have to recite the Quran Sharif in this month. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah Ta'ala doesn't wish to put you into difficulties. He wishes every ease and facility for you. You may complete this prescribed period and then glorify Him for His guiding you. Therefore, at the end of Ramadan, and while it's going to the Eidgah, we recite the takbir, Allahu Akbar. Then in the Eid khutbah itself, then the takbir is recited frequently. So to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His guidance, and that we may show appreciation and gratitude to Him. May Allah give us tawfiq.